Chickasaw.
Live from the headquarters in the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host. And if it's the third Monday of the month from 3 to 4, it is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour, starring none other than Gordon Parkman, chairman of the board, we call you. That's what we call Frank Sinatra, too.
That's what we call Frank Sinatra, too.
They have a great, you know, Frank.
I have my own Rat Pack, by the way.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Secret group, by the way.
I just saw a great HBO special on Frank Sinatra. Have you seen it?
No.
It's phenomenal, and I'd recommend it. And on our Saturday show on 1480 AM KPHX, we had a tribute of Frank Sinatra calling in from the Palazzo Hotel, and he impersonates Frank Sinatra. He's going to be there all year. We gave away two trips to Las Vegas to see this guy, and the fans, our listeners, went crazy over these tickets. Phenomenal. And Gordon, always nice seeing you.
It's always a pleasure with you, David.
This is great. And, of course, the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce is the commerce to be. It's such a great place.
Absolutely.
And you guys do a great job, I'm telling you.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
There's no doubt. And we have a real special guest. When I first met this special guest, I thought to myself, not only is she beautiful, as well as a kind and gentle soul, I could tell right away. She looked so young. I couldn't believe it. There I was standing across the room, and I saw this young lady who I thought, she is a young lady. But when she revealed her age, which I'm not going to reveal, I was shocked that she looked this young. Victoria Nash, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Dave. Yes. And you look young as well.
Well, thanks, but I could probably look younger.
Well, if you come, I can help you. Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it. But it was such a pleasure and honor meeting you, because I could tell you were special, and you are special, because you're just there to help people. You have this pure heart, full of joy, loving life, grateful for every moment you're here. For the purpose of helping others, you can't get better than that.
Well, I love to help people, and especially women and men that are close to my age. I'm in my just about close to 60 now.
And I tell you, you look in your 30s. Am I right, Gordon?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not kidding you. I can't believe it.
It looks like she's pushing 30.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much. But
yeah.
It is wonderful to just be helping people to feel better about themselves, and that's what I do each and every day.
Well, that is so important. And, you know, how better is it, Gordon and Victoria, to wake up each day knowing that you're just not going to work to just sustain yourself, but you're really helping enhance others? There's a big difference in purpose and motivation and inspiration. And I know both of you are like that. You both wake up in that mode. Victoria, explain how that feels, just to wake up with joy every day. It's amazing.
Well, first of all, going to work, I love it. I don't wake up dreading that I have to get up early in the morning. I really enjoy each and every person that I come upon. And I know that when they leave, they just tell me that everything, you know, they would come whether they saw a change in their skin or not. They just love the relaxation.
And we should mention, and we should talk a little bit about that, what specifically you do, because you've mentioned skin. So some of the listeners right now are like, wow, what is this? They're getting excited. I think they can guess.
Yes.
Of course, you have Younger You Clinique. That's your facility.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And it's an oasis in Scottsdale.
Yes, it's very boutique, so it's a one-on-one by appointment only. And I just love how when someone leaves, they look at their face and they're just blown away. They just feel better about themselves because they look younger. And it just leaves a good feeling for me as well.
You know, what I think is important, you know, some people might say, well, wait a minute. You know, there's a I don't know what the percentage is, but some people say, well, you know, isn't the bottom line to just, you know, feel better regardless how you look? But the truth is there's a connection. There's the mind-body connection. And I'm saying right now, and I'm big into neuro-linguistic programming, which is inner stuff, but I'm telling you, there's no question how you get there, it doesn't matter, because if you can look younger to make you feel younger, it's healthy because it'll go back and make you look younger as you feel better.
Absolutely. And not only that, it helps with a lot of different opportunities. Maybe you are in a new relationship, or maybe you need to get a new job. And if you can look younger, it is going to help you to have those opportunities.
Yeah, there's no question. And I think in society, and Gordon, you see this all mm-hmm. the time. I mean, if we all look at the commercials on TV, movies, whatever, mm-hmm. it's really they're pushing a younger generation. And that's fine. But why not be your best version mm-hmm. of yourself? And part of that is to look, you know, and you said it on the before yeah. we started. It's not really necessary to look younger, but it's to have healthy skin.
Yes, because
so let's talk about that.
Yeah, if you have healthy skin, it's going to look younger. And I think what people like too, they love the fact that I'm not 25 or 30 and I'm working on them. They love the fact that I am, you know, I've been through menopause. I, you know, all of the changes that happen. And we don't have to settle for the status quo. We can keep getting better and better. I always say, we're not getting older, we're getting better. And I truly believe that.
That reminds me, Gordon, of the commercial. You can bring home the bacon. Remember that mm-hmm. one? Any comments, Gordon, on that particular
no.
commercial?
Yeah.
I still remember. Do you remember that commercial?
Yes, Victoria? I do. Yes. You bring home the bacon and fry it up in the pan?
Yeah. Yes.
I do that.
Oh, you do? You didn't say the other two parts, though. Yeah. But, well, that's yeah. a different show, I think. So tell us a little bit about this oasis. First of all, I love how you describe this oasis in Scottsdale, where you can relax in a private, inviting atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds yeah. really, I mean, I just sort of melt when I hear those words.
Well, many times when you go in to have any kind of a skin treatment, usually there's a lot of people around. And with me, what's nice about my clinic is it's one-on-one. So you're the only one there for an hour and a half. And you have the ambiance. You have your the little niceties, like a beverage being offered to you and the slippers. And it's just all those little things that make it unique. Plus the fact that people love to see me in the evenings. And where can you go, really, at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night for a treatment?
Yeah, there's alternatives, but not that I can think of that are legal.
Not for a skin treatment.
No, or legal treatments. And Gordon, you want to talk about that? No, I don't think he does. I do have film, though.
Okay. Yeah.
No, you're right. I mean, what of these type of clinics are open that late? And it takes devotion and dedication. And your willingness to just be there for people.
I love to see people in the evening. And not only that, I'm a night person.
You are? So,
yes, I love.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yes, I am.
So, but you're open. What are your hours, by the way?
My hours are.
Are the clinics out?
Yes, 10. I usually don't start till 10, but I am open till 10 at night.
That's pretty good, though.
That is very good.
Wow.
And Saturdays, I actually start at 9 till 7:30.
That's good, too. And Sundays?
Yes. Sundays are by appointment, by request only.
Oh,
really.
My. So you really are there sometimes 7 days a week.
I am. I work hard, but then I can play hard as well.
And playing hard, your favorite thing to do is?
I love to travel.
Ooh,
and
nice.
And I enjoy doing things with my wonderful husband.
Very nice. And we're going to get into that at the second break, after the second break. So Gordon, what's your, Gordon's a great consultant, and do your clients, as part of your consulting, do you ever get into like, hey, there's these systems, these management systems, how to do things, but how about the mental health, for example, or how people feel? Do you ever get into that?
Well, I think in order to be really comfortable and successful in business, you have to have good mental health. You have to feel good about yourself. I mean, seriously, because to me, it's all about attitude. I don't really care at the bottom line. It's all about attitude. And the individuals that are successful have a real positive attitude. You talked a little bit earlier about getting up in the morning. I start working between 5 and 5:30 in the morning.
That early?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you're a night person. Sounds like I'm a night person, too. I don't think I get up that early either.
I'm an early morning person. But to me, it's all about, and I think I really and fortunate that my clients fall in the same category. They're really inspired about when they get up. They're inspired about their business. And you made something comment, Victoria, a few minutes ago about the fact that you want to be better. I always talk about the fact that every single one of us should be focusing on how can we be better today than we were last Friday and yesterday. How can we be better tomorrow than we were today? Yeah, and that is so, so key. Mm-hmm. And I think that, in my mind, that's the attitude you have to have.
And that makes sense, Victoria, right?
Absolutely.
Is that how can you improve yourself? And you have something you said again before the show, results-driven. I mean, you can actually see that first time you do a treatment, results on your skin, right?
Absolutely.
And so talk a little bit about that.
Well, I my one treatment in particular, it's my five-star treatment, so to speak. And everybody that comes in usually looks 3 to 5 years younger with one treatment.
Wow.
But there's science to back up what I do. And what's nice, too, is it's a non-invasive treatment. So we're not using injectables. We're not doing things that are going to make you peel like a snake. We are going to use science to do our treatment. And we incorporate several things. We incorporate a light therapy that stimulates collagen fivefold. And, you know, we lose 1% of our collagen every year after the age of 30. So all of the things that I do with that treatment, I re-stimulate collagen. Plus, I use, I incorporate a microcurrent with that treatment. So just like we exercise our bodies, it exercises your neck and your facial muscles.
That is, you know, that's incredible. And as you're describing these things, you're the ingredient guru.
I am. I know. So when someone comes in, if someone wants to know what niacinamide is, how that's going to help your skin, it's going to help with microcirculation, then I will tell them a glycosaminoglycan. That's going to put intense hydration into your skin. We also use a lot of hyaluronic, which, do you know that holds 1,000 times its weight in moisture? So when you see a little baby and their skin looks so great and plump, it's because they produce more hyaluronic. So when you come in for my treatment, I'm going to infuse that hydration into your skin.
How do you do that?
Well, it's with the little ions that I use to actually help to infuse the product into the skin. And I can usually tell how dehydrated someone is just by doing that first treatment.
Don't you like pinch someone and you could tell?
Well, I can. Well, you can tell that too, but mostly with the skin, with the face, it's most people are very dehydrated. And if you're dehydrated, people will look older, whereas if you're very hydrated, lines, particularly around your eyes, because the skin around our eyes is the thinnest skin.
Oh.
So a lot of times when you have lines around your eyes, it's actually because you are lacking in hydration. That's why I like to have certain ingredients that I use around those eyes.
How about water? I mean, how is that part of your advice? Because I suspect you're a consultant as well, advise people. Other than just the products, how much should one drink?
Oh, I really believe everybody should have at least those 8 ounce glasses of water a day. But there's a lot of other things that you can do to make your skin look great. I tell everyone, have an avocado each day. The avocado is really...
Eat it or put it on your
you
skin?
You want to eat it.
Darn it.
You
want to
eat it.
I don't like avocado. I know. Why don't I just put it all over me?
I know you have a green shirt on and it looks like you... But here's what I got to say. The avocado is amazing. It's going to help not only with your skin, but it also helps if someone has blood sugar issues. It's going to help balance their blood sugar. And it also, it's just very, very healthy because it has high fiber and lots of those omegas, which are very beneficial.
Omega-3.
It's very beneficial for your skin.
I take omega-3.
That's good.
Yeah, the fish oil.
So
and you know how you take omega-3? When I do my treatment, I incorporate marine algae into the...
Ooh.
So I use an ingredient. It's called astaxanthin. It is...
How do you know all these things?
Okay, do you hear about vitamin E being so good?
Yeah, I heard
This is 550 times more potent than vitamin E. So I use that in a lot of my treatment protocols. The micromarine algae, it's actually from red volcanic seaweed.
Oh, red volcanic seaweed?
Yes.
How did it get its name?
Well, because it's actually from red volcanic seaweed.
Wow, I never knew that.
And the thing is, do you know that's what gives the astaxanthin is what gives salmon their strength to swim upstream? And it's what gives them their pink color.
You know, I always wondered about that, Gordon. Yeah. You know, how a fish can swim upstream.
Well, it's because of the strength. And can you imagine something being that much stronger than vitamin E? What it does is it helps with inflammation. Inflammation causes wrinkles.
Oh, that I didn't know.
And inflammation also causes aging in our body, so we help to combat the inflammation.
So I always thought the salmon swimming upstream was because they were there to mate at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, well, that's a good reward.
I think they were just laying eggs, though, right? Yeah. So that, you know, that's the motivation. But I don't think that's it at all. They were just going to lay eggs, right? Isn't that it? In Alaska? You should take a cruise in June, I think late June, and I think you can see salmon going upstream.
Yeah. Yes.
That'd be sort of cool.
That would be very nice.
That's very good.
They have a place in, they have a fish hatchery just outside of Portland, Oregon, that's built in a fashion where you can actually see the salmon going up, going up the ladder.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That must be interesting. Amazing things in the world. And one of the most amazing here today is, of course, Victoria Nash. We'll take a quick break right now. This is Breakthrough Thinking, the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour, every third month between 3 and 4. We'll be right back. Listening to Breakthrough Thinking, the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour. We're live at the headquarters right now in Phoenix, Arizona, of the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce with Gordon Parkman, chairman of the board, not Frank Sinatra, but chairman of the board for the North Phoenix Chamber. And, of course, our very lovely guest, Victoria Nash, Younger You Clinique.
Yes.
And that's your place where people can just relax and just melt into the environment and look younger every minute they're there. And when they leave.
When they leave, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to ask a couple questions. And the first one is, how much younger can one look after a series of treatments?
I truly believe, well, with one treatment, most people do look, I would say, 3 years younger. And I really think that with good treatment and with great skin care, and if they're listening and following what I say, and they follow my directions, I really believe everybody can look close to 10 years younger.
That's incredible.
And I have clients that it's just amazing. They're going to the bank, and the bank will say, the teller will say, I saw your dad in here. Well, it wasn't the dad. It was her husband.
Oh, wow.
The
husband's not going to be thrilled. But
he hasn't been coming to see me. But I have her children. Her children are saying to her, Mom, you look so young.
Wow.
Now, when your teenage children start telling you that you look younger, you know that something good is happening.
Well, you know, I think that's phenomenal. But I got to say, and we've said it earlier, you just don't look 10 years younger. You look 30 years younger.
Oh, that's so nice.
So I guess
the
possibility.
So. I feel 38,
there you
so.
Go.
Well, I think it's phenomenal. And the younger you look, the better you feel. The better you feel, the younger you look. And if you
and
work out.
And we're living longer. We're living longer because of all of the advances with health care and, you know, just taking good care of ourselves. We can live longer and live more productive lives.
Yeah.
So we want everything to match how we feel.
There's no question about it. And it does, like Gordon, you said, it affects the attitude. I mean, when you feel good, your attitude is usually on top, right?
Absolutely.
And that's real important. So a lot of the listeners about this time are wondering, Victoria, how did you get into this industry?
Well, for years, I was in the dental field. I was an expanded function assistant. So I did all the fillings and most people didn't want to come to the dentist, but they love having aesthetic treatments done. So I went back to school and I became a clinical esthetician. And I just have loved it ever since. And that was about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
About 12 years ago, I decided to start my product line. And the reason I started to do that is because my skin was so sensitive. I had rosacea.
What is that?
Well, that's a skin condition where you can get very red and you can get actually breakouts from it's an inflammatory condition that if you're using things that are too harsh, I couldn't find anything out there. So I came up with an idea and I worked with four different chemists and we developed our own line. And I have to say that's why I decided to do it because my skin was so sensitive that I needed to do something that was progressive, not aggressive.
That's incredible. So, but you don't really have a background in your early days, even though you look young and your early days would be pre-birth. But the thing is, what I'm thinking is like biology, chemistry, any type of schooling in that area?
Well, it was more working with the chemists closely. Yeah. And the chemists, they are just so knowledgeable about ingredients. And, you know, we do own our formulations. So I'm very pleased with them. And I just, I can help people to know, you know, this ingredient's good for you because it's going to do A, B, and C. Like niacinamide, when I use that on someone's skin, it's not only going to help with dark circles, but it's also going to help to stimulate collagen. And it's wonderful because that's what we want to do. We want to re-stimulate that collagen that we've lost.
Now, explain what collagen is for those who don't know.
Well, collagen is what makes our skin look young. And it we lose it, especially when women go through menopause. They not only lose estrogen, but they lose collagen. So this is a time in their lives where they really need to up it a notch. So maybe years ago, they could just buy something from a department store. But once you get to a certain age, you need to really be using things that are topically that are going to really benefit your skin because our skin is our largest organ. It's the last to get the nutrients from what we eat, even though nutrition is so important. So we also have to apply them topically. And that's part of how you can look a lot younger. You know, you get the treatments and then you do your homework as well.
That's incredible. I mean, I got to applaud you. And Gordon, this is a remarkable woman who turned to be an entrepreneur at an age where others might consider retiring, you know, or, you know, I wouldn't say the second half, you look so young, but I think that's remarkable that you came up with that working with chemists. And then you have a product line called Ascente.
Yes.
Which means new beginning.
Yes. And
told
that was
me.
My new beginning after raising my, I have four adult children. The oldest is 40.
Amazing.
And I have 12 grandchildren. And
12 grandchildren.
Yes. Yes.
And the oldest one's 21.
The oldest one is 21.
That is like.
So when people come in the door, they're like.
They're confused.
Yes, they're confused.
They don't know who's
who are
the
you?
Mom.
I thought grandma was to be here.
Now think about this. I don't know if I should say this, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, Gordon. Yeah.
At 21, it's possible in theory that she could be a great grandma.
Yes.
But we'll hold off for a little.
You'll hold off on that. Huh?
No one would ever believe that. Would anyone ever?
Well, to be very honest with you, I think until people get to know Victoria. They don't realize that she is a grandmother.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, seriously, when people say, "Oh, she's," the people, are, no, I don't think you're. I think you're kidding.
Yeah, yes,
I
that's
know.
What they say. Nobody
it's hard
believes.
To believe.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I can't wait till you're great grandmother. Yeah. You'll look like a mom still. I think it's phenomenal. So your product line. So did that? I suspect that came first before. The younger youth clinique.
Yes,
so how does that work? So you got these products. Why don't you take us through that story?
Well, I developed the products and I sell them still to physicians and plastic surgeons.
Oh.
And we also sell them on our website, but we don't sell them in regular department stores. But I did have the opportunity a couple years ago. I did sell on the shopping channels and in Canada, which I really enjoyed. I loved the experience, and I met so many great people doing that.
So tell us about, first of all, how long did you do that with the shopping?
I did that for about 3 years.
Wow. Was it like once a week?
No,
once a month?
I would have to fly up to Toronto, and then I would have to fly up to Minneapolis, and it just got a little. little bit.
That's a lot of
a lot of very grueling. And what I really love to do is work on clients, and I couldn't do that. So when I got done working with the shopping channels, I decided to open up a new clinic, and I just love it. This is like the best time in my life. I can really say I am happier than I've ever been.
And partly not just because Ascente and Younger You Clinique, because you have, as you've described, an exceptional husband.
Oh, he is wonderful.
As you call him, Honey Bun, right?
He's my honey bun. I call him Gipper sometimes.
Gipper.
Wow. Do one for the Gipper.
Yeah.
But what I love about him is that, we met in Las Vegas. We got engaged in 13 days. So what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas. No. And then we got married 3 months after we met, and that was 16 years ago. And
that's
he
incredible.
Is just, he's British, and of course he's very handsome, very distinguished. And he schedules his appointments because he doesn't want me to look younger than him.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he
a little competition going on.
Well, this is exciting. So he actually goes through the treatments too.
Oh, he does. He puts himself in the schedule and loves it.
So who looks younger?
Well,
I think you do. How tall is he?
He's 5'11".
I think you do. But that's sort of fun to have this in common, right?
It is. Mm. It's wonderful.
Wow. Yeah. So tell me, 16 years being married, and that was,
1999.
And when did you actually get the product line Ascente going?
That was 12 years ago.
So this happened.
It was like, oh, very
four
quickly,
years
yes.
after.
Yes.
So you got married quickly, and you got into – did he help with the products at all?
Oh, he helped immensely. Yes, he's very instrumental in that. He's great.
Now, how much does a good marriage keep you young also?
Absolutely. You know, so much is our lifestyle. I mean, being happy and just enjoying life. And it doesn't have to be things that are expensive. We love hiking. We will hike – we'll do 18 miles. On one day, and he's 68 years young, and then and we love it. We just love it. And you should see what I wear. I look like I don't know if I look like the Taliban because I am completely covered up.
Wow. Well, that's a shame for the for the onlookers. They would never.
I wear the glove because sun protection is very important. So.
Do you have a machete or anything?
No.
We did have Danny Trejo on, didn't we? He's the machete guy. The movie.
I think people wonder. They have no idea what this is walking up the mountain because it looks really. It really doesn't look very good.
So let me ask, now you got me really curious, not about the Taliban, but 18, how long does that take to walk 18 miles or hike 18 miles?
Okay, we will start at, actually not that long, really. We'll start maybe like noon, and we do like to walk back in the dark, which we take flashlights. And we take hiking sticks, so we don't want to get bit by a snake or anything like that.
No, you don't want to.
No, but we love it. And we usually take a little picnic up, so we have some little bit of
beverage.
So
noon, beverage. You get back like at midnight or something?
No, we get back maybe 8 o'clock.
Wow.
And we love it. And neither one of us can get out of the car when we get home because we're so sore.
Yeah, I can imagine. So that evening's not so romantic.
No.
Well, that's another topic, right? That is incredible. So you really,
we love.
I mean, you're pure health.
I love
fitness.
Yeah, I think it's so important to really enjoy. That's part of, I think, being happy is enjoying the outdoors. So what I tell people, you don't have to not be outdoors. You just have to protect yourself with protective clothing and things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why you cover yourself.
Yes,
up.
I want to protect
from
the. Yes, because I don't want to get the sun damage.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, that totally makes sense, especially out here in Phoenix.
I wear gloves. I even wear.
Doesn't it get hot? I mean,
no.
So obviously, one of your favorite pastimes isn't lounging by the pool, right?
No, but it used to years ago, and that's the thing. A lot of women that are my age, they think, oh, I have too much sun damage. It's too late. It is never too late, never, ever to see improvements.
Don't you grow your skin every couple months?
Well,
or something?
And not only that, there's so many advances in skincare now that you really can see changes. And, I have clients that, you know, some are smoking. That is not the good thing to do.
No.
Or they do have sunbathed a lot in the past and have a lot of sun damage, but we can help them to turn back the clock.
You know, that's good to know. That gives hope and inspiration
Absolutely.
To people. Because a lot of people, you know, they regret so much the past. They go, it's like a death sentence to them.
Yes.
But knowing that it's not too late to have a happy childhood, not too late to reverse what's gone on with you.
That's right.
And Ascente is the perfect word, new beginning. Why not?
Yes, absolutely. It's never too late, ever, ever.
So men versus women, the old traditional pastime, men versus women. Women, you have more women at your clinic?
I have probably more women, but I have a lot of men. And
yeah.
I have anywhere from, you know, someone in their late 20s. Most of the men that come in are probably in their 50s.
Yeah.
And some of them are quite the stud muffin, let me tell you.
Really?
Yeah, they don't look like the typical person that would be coming in for a treatment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got the tattoos and
stud muffin means like...
Good.
Yeah. So should we blank that out when her husband listens to this?
Oh, he knows.
Oh, he knows about this already.
Yeah, he knows about them.
So psychologically, I'm always interested in this. Is what would you say the reason, and it probably doesn't matter really what reason, but there's a health reason, there's looking good reason. It doesn't really matter the motivation, I don't think.
Yeah.
But even like women come in, and men too, for, you know, they want maybe a better relationship.
Yes.
And they think perhaps, I know society, the culture says men age more gracefully than women.
Yes.
I've heard that.
And there's reasons why they do.
Oh, what are the reasons?
Well, men do age better than women because, first of all, their skin is thicker. So
who does? The men.
Skin is thicker than a woman's skin.
Most
men shave. So when they're shaving, they're actually, their whole life, they're stimulating collagen.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
on top of that, they don't go through the drastic hormonal change that a woman going through menopause will go through. So all of those things really do make the men seem to grow old a little bit you know, more gracefully, but that doesn't mean that we can't help the women to, you know, keep up.
Yeah. And actually I was thinking of someone, I'm going to say it off the air though, in case, I'll mention this. And if you guys all think it's appropriate from our next break, I'll mention this person's name, but one other, okay. So men versus women. So women come in, you think a lot of them are motivated, let's say later in life, you know, sadly they get a divorce or something happens and now they, you know, they go, wow, we got to have a little jump start here. Is that one of the motivations?
Well, I think a lot of times you'll have someone that they just, maybe they have, they're just looking in the mirror and all of a sudden they're seeing a lot of aging in their skin. So they obviously want to help to counteract that. And then a lot of people will just come in because they're going on a special vacation and they want to look really nice for
their
loved one. Yes.
Kids getting married maybe.
Absolutely.
Is that a big one?
Yes, absolutely. And yet, you know, the way that I try to offer my treatments is that people can come in monthly. You know, I try to make it so that it's affordable and that's really the best way.
That is very good.
Is to do the maintenance.
Excellent. And let's take actually our final break and we'll have another segment to talk more specifically about the clinic, some of the products, some of the treatments that you do. And of course, this is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour every third Monday between 3 and 4. And hey, that's The Doors. I used to be in a rock and roll group and we played that song. Yes. Probably not on YouTube, but what can I say? And we'll be right back. And welcome back again. You're listening to the North Phoenix Chamber Radio Hour from the headquarters of the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce in Phoenix, Arizona. Gordon Parkman, Chairman of the Board, with us. And you are always a pleasure to have on.
Well, thank you very much.
You are more... You sounded like Elvis Presley. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And then he sounded like that a little bit. I like that.
You like that,
yeah.
Huh?
Can you sing?
No.
I can play guitar. Well, it's been a while. And our very special, lovely guest, 30 years younger than she really is, Victoria Nash, owner of Younger You Clinique and Ascente, all the great products. Now, we were talking on the break, and I will not mention the name of the person who I said I might mention just to protect the innocent. However, Gordon brings up a great point about, you know, you have all non-invasive treatments, but those who don't, I don't even know what it's called. They get injected. Botox, I think, is part of it. Talk a little bit about that, because it doesn't look good to when I see someone like that, usually.
Right.
Well, I mean, usually.
Well, I think a lot of times, you know, particularly women, they do try, you know, to get too many things done. And I always say less is more. So for like what I always say, you know, try my treatments first and see how your skin improves. See how you like it. And you'll see improvements. And then you might not want to opt for some of these more aggressive treatments. And you have to have just the right person to do injectables. I have seen many clients that have had injectables or surgery done, and it does not look natural. And it really, it's not a pleasing look. So it's nice sometimes to have something else to try first.
Absolutely. But what I'm curious about is that you see it, I see it, Gordon sees it, probably Greg sees it. I mean, we all see it, that like, wow, that doesn't look that good. How come the patient doesn't see it?
Well, I think society, I think, you know, so many times society from a young age, they'll be watching certain television shows, so to speak, that, and they're having these very young people having things that they really don't need to have done. And it's probably everybody thinks that they need to do that. And that's not really the case. You can do things that are so much more natural looking.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt. It just amazes me. And because we've all seen that, whether it's on TV and with the movie stars. And of course, they think they have to do that, probably keep up with the competition. But it's like, am I the only one seeing like, hey, that doesn't look good?
Right.
You know, it just doesn't look good.
And
I don't get it. I really don't. However, with your products, non-invasive stuff, that sounds great to me.
Well, and that's why a lot of my clients, that's what they love. They love the fact that it's progressive, not aggressive. When they leave, they're going to look beautiful. I actually do my signature treatment the day before someone gets married.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
So it's not, you don't ever have to worry about being red. You don't have to, you know, any of those things. And actually, if someone can have a treatment done and can go home and sleep with all the nutrients on their face, that's actually the best. That's why I work a lot of later hours, because it is really good for me to get them ready for bed.
Wow. That really?
Yeah.
I'll be there at 10:30 tonight. Treatment or no
treatment. And you get an ear massage.
Really?
Day, yes.
Oh, I love that stuff. Really, one reason I go to my, what do you call it, the hairdresser or whatever. What do you call those people?
A stylist?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, the stylist.
They're not a hairdresser. Because she gives the greatest, you know, shampoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
the ear massage.
Yeah. Yeah,
we have all kind of nerve endings in our ears, so it's really very relaxing.
You know what controls what?
There's different things control different things. Yeah.
And that's another show.
For another audience.
I don't know. I'm multi-audience. So anyway, that sounds really cool. So you really do give ear massages?
I do.
Oh, very cool. Now, tell us a little bit about some of your signature treatments and some of the most popular ones and what someone can expect as they call you, they walk in, just the whole process from start to finish.
Well, my number one treatment that I do more of than anything else, and I, of course, have all 5-star reviews on that, is called my LumiLift signature treatment. And I use a cherry enzyme that smells incredible. So when someone comes in, the first thing I do is I have them fill out their health history, because it's really important for me to know, as a clinical esthetician, to know what they are actually doing with their skin now to know whether or not they have a pacemaker or if they have different things that would be a contradiction.
Like allergies, perhaps?
Well, more like if someone has a pacemaker.
Something that's significant.
Yeah, something very significant. But I also want to know how young they are. I want to know, if they're on biohormones, and all of those things are really important, because then I can analyze their skin. And I always do, the first thing I do is I'm going to really analyze your skin. I'm going to tell you everything I see. And then from there, they get on their gown, and usually I'll steam their face. So I'll do all of the benefits you get from a facial.
You need a gown?
Well, yeah. Well, you don't have to, but I do like. If you're a man, you don't need to. If you're a man, you just for a man, you take your shirt off.
Oh, okay. Oh, I gotcha.
Yes, but what I gotta say is that I explain everything when I'm doing the treatment.
Wow.
So this signature LumiLift treatment, it's about an hour and a half, and when they are done, I love showing them their face,
wow.
And they're like, "How did you do that?" Because they're lifted. Their skin is tighter. Their neck, they can see a difference in their neck. They can see that their whole face looks lifted, and they're hydrated, they're plumped, and they're not red.
That is incredible. Now, this treatment then, do they go home with products to supplement what you just
if
did? How does that work?
Well, most people do like to purchase separate products
Makes
for that.
Sense. Yeah.
But I keep my pricing really great. So that signature treatment, when they come in for that first treatment, it's $99.
For an hour and a half?
Yes.
That's a good deal, isn't it?
It's a $215 value, but it's I'm happy with, having them try it, because once they try one treatment, usually they are – wanting to come back.
Which totally makes sense. Now, so here you are. Are you in a chair? Are you lying down?
They have a most comfortable aesthetic bed. The bed is completely automated, so they can have it however they want
it.
So
they can lift it up a little
bit? Oh, absolutely.
And do people fall asleep?
People fall asleep, and really, people do not want to get off that bed. It's so comfortable.
Do you do couples?
I only have one of those machines, the LumiLift machine. So one at a time, but I do actually this Saturday, I have a couple that's coming in, and then I'll just do one right after the other.
Wow. Yeah. That is really
And then
cool.
Of course the music is wonderful. I offer a nice beverage, and, it's the ambiance of that little special treatment.
Which is really important, I think.
Absolutely. Because for a lot of people, they've had a really, they have a stressful week. They need to just relax and unwind.
Now, how long are you there with them? So I suspect...
I'm with them the entire time.
The entire time? An hour and a half?
I am with them the whole time.
And what do you do? I mean, you're applying...
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm doing... Well, I certain times I'm applying different products.
Yeah.
I use steam. I'm going to do extractions if they have blackheads or anything
Ooh,
like
how
that.
How do you do that?
Oh, I use what's called a comedone extractor. And the way I do it, it's not uncomfortable. And then I put on an anti-aging gel that is very nice and cool. And what it has, the hyaluronic, and it has the micromarine algae, which remembers the astaxanthin. So I'm putting this gel on their face, and then I use the currents, and I lift their face.
Currents?
Yes, the microcurrents. And we have naturally occurring currents in our body. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, but these are much stronger.
And so there's little
they don't feel anything. And then when I'm done with that 10-minute lift, then I do the smoothing. And what I do is I smooth out all the wrinkles, which is very nice. And it's very relaxing, too.
Wow. I
We need to get you in for a treatment.
I want to go now. Jordan and Greg, can you take over, talk about sports?
No, no, we need to have Victoria here, though.
Oh, yeah. But then who would do the treatment? I mean, the big question is, when do you do the ears? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, it is. Okay. At the very end.
Oh. But that is amazing, Jordan, right? That you can, that Victoria's there an hour and a half, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, I thought maybe you apply it and then you go to the next room doctors, right?
No. I have two treatment rooms, but one person at a time.
That is amazing. Well, you have to duplicate yourself.
Well,
you get any younger, you could maybe a twin would somehow appear. Yeah. No, I mean that.
I have a twin, but it's a brother. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Does he?
He's 15 minutes older.
Does he look like as young as you?
He does not look anything like me, and he looks pretty good.
Yeah, but still, that's amazing. The personal attention. Mm-hmm. That's what blows me away. It's like, wow.
But that's I enjoy that. And I think because I'm a mother and a grandmother, I enjoy serving. I love to pamper people. And it's something I enjoy.
But the one thing that's, I mean, in my mind, she is the face of her business. Without a doubt,
totally,
you are.
Yeah.
I mean,
great.
People, I mean, because if, I mean, you know, from you're the greatest sales. Just people looking
it's
at you.
It's just you. You don't have to say anything.
You don't have to say anything. It's all no. But from the standpoint of, you know, that this lady looks as young and vibrant as she is.
No doubt.
Then I mean, you know, where do I sign up? I mean, seriously, from that standpoint,
it is true.
And, thank you.
And if you somehow even get any resistance or objections, all you do is say, sit down, you go behind them, and you do the ear treatment.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you would have them like putty in your hands.
Absolutely.
But I agree with you. Have you ever thought of that? You are the face of your business in such a complimentary way because, I mean, who could ever imagine live? I mean, here we are. I'm 2 feet away from Victoria. And you're about, you lucky guy, you're about a foot away. Greg is a little further. But you really look totally natural. It's remarkable. I don't think I've seen anyone did we say your age?
59th year.
Yeah, yeah, that look this young. It's just not the young look. It's a healthy, glowing look.
Yeah. Yes.
You have this energy about you, too.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I think that's
very
really
important.
That's incredibly important.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not just looking young.
No,
it's looking healthy and something about you that radiates.
Well, and it's the positive. I think for me, I always surround myself around positive people. And my clients are, I can honestly say they're just fabulous. Mm. And they all have very positive vibes.
Which is so important, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Is to wake up and you have that positive attitude and just to know that everything's good. And you tune out negative thoughts.
Yeah.
I really am very good at that. So with my clients come in, they are my undivided attention and, you know, and as it should be.
Do you think there'll be a time where you'll have other people duplicating what you do so more people could benefit from this? Because that's a large commitment on your part to be there an hour and a half with everyone. And
I might at some point, but at this right now, I'm just really enjoying and
And that's really important. It's really right, Gordon. It's not really how big you get. I mean, as long as you're there doing
bigger's not better. Always
bigger's not better.
No, that's absolutely
right. Yes.
I mean, you go and you've taken. I mean, we can all look at countless businesses that have grown, and the next thing you know, they're opening up in another location. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, they're going out of business.
Well, yeah.
No, seriously.
You're absolutely right about that.
And clients like the fact that it is very boutique. They love the fact that they know there's not going to be
someone else.
Right. They love that.
You know, you're right about that. When we grew my CPA firm in Century City from zero, just starting from scratch, to 30 CPAs, the one complaint we started getting when we got that big, and it only took 4 years, is that they go, Dave, we never see you anymore.
Yeah.
You're sending out these college grads, and, you know, what's up with that? And they like personal attention.
Well, and I think that is a huge value that Victoria brings to her business, is the personal attention.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt. And too bad we don't have time for a demonstration on ear rubbing. I would love something like that.
I can't believe he said that. Can you?
Ear rubbing.
Yeah.
Or
ear,
what you call it?
Ear massage.
Ear massage.
Okay, that was close, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, so let's get some contact information out. Tell us how they can get in touch with you and where you're located and anything you have going on right now.
Well, the best way to get a hold of us is to call the clinic number, which is 480-585-2304. And or they can send me a text at 602-295-0378. And just ask what I have available, and I can get them in the schedule.
That is so cool. I mean, I'm definitely going to go. Gordon, you too?
I'm seriously considering it.
There is no doubt. You're going to have to do a little ear rubbing.
And, and I must say the address. The address is at 10245 East Via Linda Boulevard. And I'm in Suite 109 in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Which is a very nice area, by the way.
It is beautiful.
I like that. I've had clients
that.
Around there.
Yeah, they have a pretty water fountain. Yeah. So it's like beautiful outside and inside.
Yeah, there's no doubt. So 480-585-2304.
Absolutely.
Wow, what a memory I have.
Yes.
I can't believe I knew how to do that. But it's and Gordon, let's get some contact real quick information on you. Achieve Results Consulting.
Yeah. My website is achieveresultsconsulting.com. I can be reached at 602-509-1886. And I always offer a complimentary consultation.
Sure. And it's you are really good at what you do. And again, Gordon, thank you for coming
in. Thank you, David and Greg. And especially Victoria.
And Victoria Nash, you're just a sight for sore eyes. And we really appreciate you. Again, 480-585-2304. Get in touch with Victoria. Younger You Clinique, Ascente Products. Such a pleasure. We want to have you on again.
I would enjoy that very
much. Thank you so much. And everyone have a great night. This is the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour. And we'll see you next time.
Who's the only one? Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one we want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to